Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to begin today's show by telling you about a metaphor, a story that provides the perfect metaphor for leftism, and it has to do with a Utah widow who wrote a grief book for children in the wake of her husband's death. Oh yeah, mother of three, Curry Darden Renchens, 33, of Summit County, was arrested for allegedly poisoning her husband, Eric Rikens, or Richens, whichever, at their home in Willow Court on March the 4th of 2022. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Now, Kevin Jackson, what do you mean this is a metaphor for leftism? It's the perfect metaphor for leftism. A woman is grieving. Left, her husband's dead, and he's left behind little children. And so, the leftist Democrat mother who poisoned him writes a children's book to deal with her grief.
Oh, gosh. It's horrible. I'm sorry. I hope you're not crying.
In case you catch my sarcasm, yeah. Perfect example. This is a woman who poisoned her husband with fentanyl. You want to hear the rest of the story? First degree aggravated murder, three counts of second degree possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute. I give you leftism, folks. The people who want to fight the war on drugs. We've got to keep the drugs away from our kids. We've got to protect our borders. We got to stop the Chinese. The Chinese who manufacture the fentanyl that comes across the border in Mexico that the leftists want to pour in here so that they can poison us and then claim
that the Karens are suffering.
Life-saving measures were attempted, but Eric was declared deceased. Then police came in and found Eric lying at the foot of the bed. Curry allegedly told police that she had made her husband a mixed vodka drink, a Moscow Mule, and served it to him in bed to celebrate his sale of a home for her business. Now, let me tell you when lights start going on for me. The woman says, I made my husband a drink, a Moscow Mule, and I woke up and he was dead. There's more to the story, but here's what I will tell you. The liars tell you too much information. She should have said, I brought my husband a drink. I went to sleep, woke up, boom. But she says, I brought my husband a drink, a Moscow Mule. She involved the Russians. Think about it. She involved the Russians. Do I need to give you anything else to tell you that this story is so metaphorical for the Democrats? A Moscow Mule. Why didn't she just say it was a black Russian? Huh? That would have been even better. A Moscow Mule. You ready? She says, she then fell asleep with one of the kids who was having a nightmare. Yeah, the nightmare that her daddy was dying. Curry said she awoke at 3 a.m., came back to her and Eric's room, and she felt Eric, and he was cold to the touch. That's when she called 911. I'm joking around a little bit here, but I'm not kidding. This, all around you, every single day, is evidence of leftism. You just got to look for it. And you don't have to make it up. This is what leftists do. Now, you could argue, well, Kevin, a conservative woman would do. No, not a true conservative woman. A true conservative woman would say, I want out of this marriage, and I'm leaving you. That's what a true conservative, or she would work at it. She'd say, look, We're struggling. Let's try to work it out. If we can't, then let's leave. Because you know what they do in conservative marriages? Even the bad ones. They talk. You learn how to say, we got to communicate. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a terrible communicator. I am. Because I grew up very different. We didn't talk about stuff. You know, my mother died. I was like, okay, duty, 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 the next day. It was like nothing ever happened. You really try to tell an almost five-year-old kid the person that means the most to you is gone, and the next day is business as usual. Okay, get ready for school. Geez, you don't think you're going to jack somebody up? So you have to learn these things. You have, families can't keep this stuff bottled up. They made movies about this. So you got to learn how to communicate. Democrats don't want to communicate. They don't want to confront. Leftists don't want, and when I say confront, I mean they don't want to have anything that reflects negatively on them or that they feel like they have to defend. And if you find yourself doing that, and I've done it, you're practicing leftism because you should be able to communicate. And the closer you are to somebody, the better you should be able to communicate. It should be open communication about any subject, and I do mean any subject, whether you like the subject content or not. You want to talk about neo-Nazis? You want to talk about BLM or Black Panthers or pedophiles or whatever? You may not like the content, but you should be able to talk about it openly and honestly. That's what stops people from doing stupid stuff. And if there's, don't even get me started about the black community who will kill you over a look. You don't even get to talk. You just look and, why'd you kill him? He looked at me hard. Really? Were you sure he was looking at you? Maybe he was looking behind you at that guy who was going to hit you in the head with a hammer. Like, oh. Anyway, she said she left, told police she left her cell phone in she and her husband's bedroom. But as it turns out, the device had been used multiple times in the child's bedroom. In addition, tolls on the defendant's phone show that messages were sent and received during that time. And anybody want to guess what happened to those messages? Yep, little Miss Thang, she deleted them. So what did Eric die of? A fentanyl overdose that was put in his Moscow mule. Five times the lethal dosage. Multiple communications between her and an unknown acquaintance were found on her computer. Kind of reminds me of those Bidens.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Texas Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, yesterday the stuff broke. Comer started laying out some of the issues related to the Biden family, the Biden crime family. We can all admit that, right? It's the Biden crime family. Start laying it out, and it's pretty clear that the Biden family has a lot of questions to answer. And I don't think there's going to be anything new here, but I will say this. It did sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? It brought to light things that, you know, that are sort of out there in the periphery, but when you put it all together, you go, whoa, this doesn't make a lot of sense. And some of the things that they laid out, of course, we couldn't know. And we'll try to cover some of that today. As I mentioned, there's always a metaphor for how the Democrats work with this Utah widow. I think that we can all see what I'm talking about here. All supposedly for the good. They're going, oh, it's the Biden family. They're just making money because, you know, they were trying to get into legitimate stuff. And Hunter's got a law license. And, you know, he was doing this and he was broke. And when it all boils down to, or some of the things you're going to hear in this testimony, you probably heard it yesterday, but we'll highlight some of it today. I apologize, yesterday had an issue come up and had to do a best of. But anyway, here we go. I want to begin with Comer effectively warning the Democrats. And I think he, not only did he warn the Democrats, later on we'll show you that he warned the FBI. But here's Comer warning the Democrats, why aren't you looking into this? This isn't looking very good for you.
To my Democrat colleagues, I want to say this investigation will continue to move forward. Do you want to continue covering up the Biden's influence peddling schemes when the evidence is being placed right in front of you? With or without Democrat support, we will continue working to deliver the answers, transparency, and accountability that the American people deserve.
Pretty clear. That's Comer saying to the Democrats, look, we're going to expose enough about Joe Biden that you got to dump him. You got to get rid of him. Now, I don't like it. I really don't. I don't like it for one reason. I want Joe Biden to be the Democrats' candidate. He's as weak as, I mean, he was weak in 2020 when he lost. If they think they can get him over the finish line now, good luck. It's not going to happen, though. As I told you guys the other day, Kamala Harris will be the president of the United States. And you're the beginning of this happened months ago, by the way. It was already foretold when they went from talking crap about Kamala Harris to saying she's not so bad. That was the writing on the wall. But here's Comer saying, your guy's done. And now the Democrats have legitimate reasons. Well, listen, I mean, Comer's right. I mean, we've got to start looking into this. I mean, look. There's a reason why Joe Biden, you know, I don't know what they're going to use, but he's definitely got to get a penalty. I want to move on and talk about some of these other clips because it was very revealing. And I love the parts where they sort of set it up and then they had other people come out and say, here are the companies. What have you thought about this? What do you think about that? I love that part. That's the strategy of it all. And the good news is it only took 100 days, give or take, to kind of get to the bottom of this. And as Comer alludes, it's not over. Here's Andy Biggs, get cut to, and he's sort of setting the stage for the Bidens. This one takes a little while, but you'll get it.
So when we talk about the Biden family and associates, I think it's important for the American people to understand what we mean when we're talking about these associates. What are we really getting at? First, they use them as vehicles to move money directly into Biden family accounts. Why is that? It's because they were looking to obfuscate and hide where the money was coming from. For example, the Bidens used their associate Rob Walker to bring in millions of dollars from China and Romania. Walker's limited liability company, Robinson Walker LLC, paid Hunter, James, Halley, and others in the Biden network more than $2 million after foreign money hit his account. One-third to the Bidens. That was the pattern. For example, on March 1st, 2017, only 2 months after Joe Biden left office, Robinson Walker received a $3 million wire from State Energy HK Limited, a Chinese entity. The next day, one-third of that money, $1,065,000, went to the bank account in Abu Dhabi of the company EEIG, which was controlled by James Gilliatt, another Biden associate. Over the next 3 months, Robinson Walker LLC sent 16 incremental payments to over five different Biden accounts totaling $1,065,692. This included payments to James Biden, who received five wires and over $50,000, who did no discernible work to earn that money. A third to Gilliard, a third to the Bidens. What was State Energy HK Limited? That is a second class of Biden associates, the people from whom the Bidens conducted business. State Energy HK Limited was a company controlled by Yi Zhiming. Yi was a Chinese billionaire who was reportedly the former deputy secretary of counsel for an international outreach arm for the People's Liberation Army. It's called the China Association for International Friendly Contact. According to a U.S. agency, that organization is a platform for deploying undercover intelligence gatherers.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here at the Kevin Jackson Network. Don't worry so much about the companies, the name of the companies. That's the minutia. Don't worry about that. What Andy Big said at the beginning is, why all these associates? Why did you use them to move the money into your accounts? And it's clear. You want to cover it up. You want to obfuscate where the money's coming from. So Robinson Walker LLC paid the Bidens. Now, look, you can set things up any way you want, but here's the way it might have gone. Is you'd say, I have three partners. Each of us get a third. And to the originator of the funds, you say, pay us all a third, a third, a third. Why are you running it through an intermediary? And, of course, they go into detail because these guys have already answered the question. They're like, well, he was acting as legal counsel. That's not how legal counsel works. And we'll get to that. So all I'm getting at here is that they're already setting it up as to this is not the way normal business is run. Is you run it through one guy who then makes a disbursement. And then, oh, by the way, there are nine Bidens involved, and you want to know, what did they do? Here's what I can tell you about my companies. If you audit me, and you say, why did you pay your son $200? I can show you his work and his invoice and say, he did this in social media when we were trying to figure out something for youth. He's 16 years old. This is why we hired him. This is what he did. There's no shell money coming from Chinese or Russians, and I'm not getting any big fat diamond rings. He did a job, he got paid, and there's nothing fishy. The Bidens can't say that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It's a very busy day at towns along the southern border as they prepare for a surge of people looking to apply for asylum in the USA. So what will happen?
We've been prepared for the unknown, and we still don't know what the unknown is because we don't know what will be coming.
El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser says in the long run,
I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel, and there is no end game.
He says that's because Congress has failed to act on immigration. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy hopes to fix that today.
We will pass on the floor the strongest border security this country has ever seen.
But the bill's likely to die in the Senate. The Labor Department says the number of us applying for unemployment benefits last week was more than 264,000, well above expectations. We will find out tonight where, who, and when our favorite NFL teams will be playing this fall. The league is set to release the full schedule for 2023. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What excuses will the Democrats give to protect the Bidens? I say none. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're parsing the press conference that Comer gave yesterday on the Biden family, crime family, and what they were doing, and very interesting points that were made. We just left off with Andy Biggs talking about the Biden family and the associates and all the people that were used in this money laundering scheme to get this money from Chinese nationals and other places, including Romania, which is a new development, into the Biden coffers. And I think that an investigation should go underway because Joe Biden has an LLC that we haven't seen his tax records on yet. He and Jill's $11.5 million income. Where'd that come from? What do you think's going to happen when they finally get those records and they can connect all the dots? Here's Andy Biggs talking about the Chinese and how the Bidens were connected there. And again, all these people were sort of setting the stage, and it got a little deeper and a little deeper each time. But here's Andy Biggs. What's that, cut three?
Chairman Yi started an energy company called CEFC. China. Yi explained in a speech to the committee that the committee has obtained and translated into English that CEFC China's vision is very simple. It is to obtain overseas resources and serve the national strategy. Not U.S. national strategy, Chinese national strategy. And Chinese national strategy is Chinese Communist Party's strategy.
So the Bidens were in business with a group of Chinese whose company's stated goal was to further the interests of China, to further Chinese national strategy. And as Comer alludes later on, he says, there are many things that you have to look at from a policy perspective and ask yourself, who was Joe Biden trying to deal, put first, China or America? Because the policies don't put America first. So again, you can make it speculative and say, well, I don't really know. It's kind of up in the air. It isn't up in the air. It is not up in the air when our trade policy with China allows China to actually we have the largest trade deficit with China we've ever had. How does that occur? We had supply chain issues that essentially we stopped American production and allowed China to get a foothold, a bigger foothold in America that ended up with a larger trade deficit. How is it that you shut down our economy so that China's economy can thrive?
I mean, I could go on. How do you fly a spy balloon across the United States and nobody say anything? How do you allow Chinese spies in our midst and not say anything? You know they're here. How is it that we haven't said to Beijing, look, we're going to expel a lot of your diplomats. We're also going to be sending back some of your so-called students and professors. You're over here spying. You're not over here because you're for the betterment of mankind. So now we're going to hear from Representative Mace as she talks more about the Bidens. And as I said, they keep layering a little bit more on and on. And I'm not going to tell you that it was done really strategically and done super well. The Democrats would have probably done a better job. But they do a pretty adequate job of layering more and more about the Bidens' grift and how they were doing things. And this is Representative Mace. You'll get her take on this.
And we saw evidence of intentionally taking steps to hide the sources of money coming directly from China through a series of financial gymnastics. Joe Biden's political career was winding down at the time, and this was one of the Biden family's last chances to cash in on the name. We have evidence of Chairman Yi Jinping, who is believed to be affiliated with Chinese Communist Party intelligence organizations and has even been accused of gathering intel for Communist China. Yi started CEFC in China. His agent in America, Gong Wendong, which Andy Biggs mentioned earlier, formed CEFC Infrastructure Investment U.S. on May 11, 2017. On May 18th of 2017, Dong used one of his Chinese companies, Changhuaxin, to fund CEFC infrastructure in an attempt to hide the source of the money. And you see this pattern repeated over and over and over again.
The pattern, you're going to hear that a lot. Over and over. As I said, and I love how they summarize it at the very end where we talk about how does legitimate business happen? Look, many of you, you're business owners. How do you get paid? Do you get paid through somebody else that goes through an LLC that then sends money to another set of LLCs and finally gets it to you after you get your cut? Or when you do business with somebody, does the actual receipt, 100%, come into your bank account? Easy to track, easy for your accountant to go, okay, I get it, Kevin. I'm tied to your Quickens in your bank account. I know exactly where things are coming from. Wouldn't you like to know? I'd love to subpoena the Biden's accountant and see what they told him, how this person pieced it all together. Anyway, Representative Mace is laying out the what she called financial gymnastics of Joe Biden and what he was doing, and she reemphasizes what I've been saying. Joe Biden didn't get what he deserved as far as he was concerned. He watched Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and many others. He watched these people get rich. He tried to play it by the rules a little bit. But you know what? Joe didn't have the personality. People didn't trust him enough to give him the money the way they gave it to the Clintons and the Obamas and many others. He'd watched it for decades. And when his chance came, he took it. He said, this is it. This is the only chance I'm going to get. When Barack Obama resurrected his career and made him VP, Joe Biden said, this is my chance to finally get to see how these other people are living. Joe's been on the take for a long time, but he's been a chili pimp. Little money, just enough to finance his campaigns to keep him being able to say, I'm the senator from Delaware. Have some bragging rights, but he never had the opportunity to get to the bigs until this, and he grabbed it. His career was winding down. He needed to cash in, and the Chinese had been grooming him for decades. People really don't understand how much they were intertwined with Joe Biden. A lot of the Chinese policy today that has made them a world leader came because of Joe Biden's efforts, and they kept them close enough, and it's chump change to them. Joe Biden is worth, I think, $11 or $12 million. Let's just say the entirety of the family, let's give them $50 million. In the scheme of things for what China's been able to accomplish, that is a pittance. That's nothing. Here's a cut five, the Biden family's attorney and payment structure being sort of laid out here.
One of the common responses we hear about this investigation is that it all happened after Joe Biden left office. But that is not true. I'm going to detail a specific set of payments made to members of the Biden family from Gabriel Popovich during Joe Biden's time as vice president. The committee has obtained the bank records for one of the companies of a close Biden associate, Rob Walker. Walker used his company, Robinson Walker LLC, to receive money from foreign companies. He then sent the money to various Bidens, including Hunter Biden, James Biden, Hallie Biden, and another Biden account. Walker's LLC received 17 payments from Bladen Enterprises Limited. The first payment was made in November of 2015, and the last payment happened in May of 2017. 16 of the 17 payments occurred while Joe Biden was vice president. Bladen Enterprises is affiliated with Romanian businessman Gabriel Popovich. Popovich is a Romanian businessman who, at the time of these payments, was subject of a high-profile corruption investigation. In fact, he was convicted of one such obstruction charge in 2016. Popovich's company paid Walker LLC just over $3 million. And like clockwork, Walker dispersed approximately $1 million of that money to the Bidens. If that sounds familiar, it should. It's essentially the same structure Walker and the Biden family had with the Chinese money, a one-third cut. So what were the vice president's duties related to Romania at this time? Well, in May of 2014, Vice President Biden visited Romania and delivered a speech about corruption, saying it can represent a clear and present danger not only to a nation's economy, but to its very national security. And in September of 2015, Vice President Biden welcomed the Romanian president to the White House, and they spoke about anti-corruption policies. 5 weeks later, after the White House meeting, Rod Walker's company's bank accounts began receiving payments from Popovich's company. Walker then sent a portion of each installment payment to Hunter Biden's business, Owasco, and another company, EEIG, which was owned by close Hunter Biden associate James Gilliard. Another Biden bank account that Hunter claims is his, and in one case, $10,000 to Haley Biden. Let's be clear. The $3 million sent to Rob Walker and dispersed to the Biden family appears completely separate and distinct from legal work.
All right, we'll play the rest when we come back in the next segment. But essentially, that's not what the way lawyers do, and that's not legal work being performed. And oh, by the way, why is Haley getting $10,000? All these questions, very simple things that you should be able to answer. Oh, well, she was a model for us or whatever. They can't answer it, and they never will.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
We left off with a guy essentially saying that the attorney working for the Biden family wasn't doing business the way attorneys do it. Let's just finish with that particular clip before we get started with the rest of this. But here, I will tell you this, folks. This is so cool how we can kind of follow the dots. And it's only going to get worse for the Bidens. And as I told you, get used to hearing President Kamala Harris. I know, scary words, but trust me, that's as far as it goes. She gets in, she's out at the end of the term, and then we're going to probably get a repeat of President Trump. He won't be 47. He'll be 40. Because Kamala Harris will end up being
47, and he'll be 48. I believe that's the numbers, right? You guys can fact check me on that. Anyway, here's the rest of the clip from the last segment.
This is simply not how legal fees are paid. I spent 10 years collecting legal fees. Nobody would pay or receive payments this way. It makes absolutely no sense. And again, the structure is the same as the Chinese payments. If it's for legal fees, why are the deals the same? In fact, it's very hard to come up with any legitimate business reason to conduct transactions with this type in this type of complex way. Why would a separate payments go to Hunter Biden's business and to himself individually? Why would Walker transfer money from his business account to his personal account before distributing the money? Why are other Biden family receiving any of these payments? We need to understand more about this $3 million deal. But it's clear that the pattern shows two separate foreign countries paid millions of dollars through Walker, of which the Biden family received a one-third cut.
Ouch! One-third for the big guy's family and one-tenth for the big guy. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. We're going to move on because we got a lot to get in on this show and a lot to talk about with this because you've got the Bidens clear to rights. Joe Biden has to explain why are all these family members getting paid. And, oh, by the way, what is it that y'all do? Please remind us. Oh, man, there's a summation we'll play at the end of next hour. That is, it is it. It is the essence. It would be me coming up with, if you said to me, okay, Kevin, prove to me in one sentence how you know the Bidens are guilty. I would give you this sentence. And you can tell it took these guys a long time to come to it, but I'd already come to it months ago. And I'll play it for you, but then maybe these guys knew. I'm not going to tell you, oh, I'm so smart they didn't know. But if you're going to boil something down to the essence, you have to ask yourself, what's my elevator pitch to get you to know that what I'm saying is the right way? And you need to look at it this way, and it has to be something that just punches you right in the face. And I'm going to give you that. It comes through in this. And by the way, you're getting led down this path already. And they've alluded to it multiple times. And maybe you caught it, maybe you didn't. Let's play the next clip of this particular gentleman who's essentially validating what we already know, which is legitimate business is not conducted like this. That's another hint, by the way. Okay, here's that clip.
And the fact that Vice President Joe Biden was lecturing the Romanian people about corruption while his family was being paid over $1 million from a Romanian businessman who was being prosecuted for corruption would be laughable if it wasn't so troubling. Long time ago, I had a client got stopped. It's $50,000 in cash, 11 burner phones, and a bunch of pawn shop money tickets in his car. And when he came in to see me and I took him as a client, I said, you have a problem. That is easy to understand. Financial transactions amongst 17 different shell companies, banks all over the world, are complex. We get it. But the pattern is emerging, and there is no reason that legitimate business is ever conducted in this manner. And with that.
So let's stop for a second. Let's play devil's advocate. Not devil's advocate, because that's not really the technical term here. But let's ask ourselves, what would Joe Biden say if he said, hey, Mr. Biden, why was it that you chose this structure for your business? It seems very awkward. It seems very cumbersome. Why wouldn't you just bring in the actual business, you know, the invoice, generate invoice, and show what you did, so there'd be something, you know, a paper trail that we would know exactly what service was performed? Why is that not happening? We'll come back to that. Let's go on to Byron Donalds, who is a Florida congressman, rising star. And he, again, each one of these people sort of layers on what his or her problem is with the Bidens and as they perceive it. And Byron Donalds, again, lays out part of the issue. And I think this is cut 7.
First, what we're seeing here, what we're witnessing with the Biden family, frankly, it's just a web of concealment, of deception. A lot of people would say corruption. let's be very clear. You have this many companies involved, this velocity of transactions, size of transactions. Like my colleagues have said, this is not how normal businesses operate. I had the ability with Chairman Comer and other members of the committee to go over to the Treasury building and review documents. And having read those documents, one thing is became pretty crystal clear, that there were many people who had serious questions about the transactions and about the velocity of these transactions, and they either get very, very deep into concealment, hiding money, shifting money, and for the purpose, we don't know, because one thing everybody in this room and the American people definitely know is that the Biden family doesn't really have a business. There is no business structure around this family except politics.
No business, no business structure, web of concealment, deception, even corruption, velocity and size of transactions. The velocity is the one to get you. How fast these things come. The money's just flowing, man. I want you to just imagine what the Bidens would have done unchecked. How many, you know, tens if not hundreds of thousands if not millions of dollars would just be flowing and the money in the ether just going here, boom, 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 Hallie. 9 Biden family members so far. I've heard up to 12. But let's say it is 9. One who still remains unknown, because they keep mentioning this other Biden, you know, quote, and they just say Biden. And we all know who it is. That's the big guy. It's Joe Biden. But all these guys are now saying, you're going to have to explain the velocity and size of these transactions. Why are you appearing deceptive and to conceal? And, oh, by the way, what is exactly that business? And we can go ahead and, no, I don't want to cut to this other one because I think that it's, you know what? We do have it. Byron Donalds actually says it. So, but before, you know what? Let's play that one. Let's play it out of order. But let's play cut 9, and when we come back, we'll play cut 8, where he talks about the companies involved. But here's what's interesting about this, because, you know, there's a lot of pressure. Well, look at what Trump did, and look at what Jared Kushner did, and all this other. They always want to flow back to Trump. The guy who completely disassociated himself with business while he was president. The ones that I remember this. When Trump had lost $1 billion, they calculated since he had been president, the media and the leftists were laughing. Ha, 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 he's not going to be a billionaire when he's done. They were gleeful at his demise because he took himself out of the picture business-wise. Anyway, here's what Byron Donald says that is pretty interesting when you think about it in comparison to the Bidens.
And let me also say this, because I know there are many in this room who wanted to go down all the various schemes that our colleagues on the other side of the aisle accused the former president of. Be very clear. The former president actually had a business, very big business. You could say it was his name. You could say it was his buildings. You could say it was wine. You could say it was branding. You could say it was The Apprentice. But he had a very big and legitimate business, which everybody in this room clearly knows and understands and can point to and say, ah, that's the thing, that thing over there. Joe Biden has no business. Except his position in politics.
I think Byron knew to make that little strategic move because that's what Trump will pick up on, and he will use that sound bite. And of course, he'll probably say something nice about Byron because, oh, you know, a lot of other people remain afraid, but he's right. Donald Trump, whether you're talking about Trump University or Trump's water or Trump wine or Trump's spirits or Trump's golf courses, Trump's resorts, Trump's big buildings or whatever it may be, Trump ties made in China. Criticize where you want. Who cares? But what you do know about Donald Trump is he was in legitimate business, as were his kids. What is Hunter's business? Please, somebody. He's not an attorney. He's not experienced in any of the things that he was involved in. You can't point to something and say, boy, he cut his teeth, spent years learning this craft or anything. The only thing Hunter was good at was being in the business of pimping out his daddy. That's what he was. A crackhead pimp.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.